Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Kedushin Lamed Ches. We are actually on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, four lines off the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Bishloi Mo Lamanda Amar Moishav, Kol Mokim Shatem Yoishvim Mashma. If you recall, yesterday we had a Machloikis. When we have the Lashon Moishavois, Moishvois, Seichem, etc. in the Pesukim, what does it mean? One opinion held, it's a reference to anywhere that Klal Yisrael resides, Moishvois, Seichem, wherever it is, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah or the concept discussed in those Pesukim are international. The other opinion held, well, actually, Moishav, Moishavos, Moishvei Seichem relates specifically to Eretz Yisrael, and only after they settled down. Yerusha, Yeshiva, they conquered, they inherited, they allotted the territories and divided them amongst the tribes. So, these two opinions will be discussed today once again. And the Gemara starts with a kash. So, Bishleim Elamanda Amar Moishav. According to the Shita, that when we have the term or the phrase Moishav, Moishvei Seichem, it means anywhere in the world. Kol mokam shatam yeshvim mashma. If so, we fully understand the next pasuk. Hainu d'chsev. It makes sense that the pasuk speaks about, when speaking about Klal Yisrael, consuming the new crop, you know, of grain. It says like this: Hainu d'chsev vayeichlu me'avur haaretz mimachras haPesach. So after they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was the day after Pesach. It was the 16th of Nisan, which allows them to start eating the new crop after the Omer is brought, right? So they started at that point. Mimachras haPesach ochel, meikor loy ochel. So only going forward can they consume the new crop, but not previously. Meikor loy ochel. You know why? Because it's forbidden in Alma, akruv Omer v'hadar ochel. That's because they first had to bring the Karban Mincha, the Omer, which releases the new crop, and then they can consume it. And this is despite the fact that they were not yet, you know, fully settled in Eretz Yisrael. It took 14 years to do so. Still, the Chadash restriction, the law that prohibits consuming new crops, new grains, before the Omer is brought, was activated at that early point, even before inheriting, even before settling down, because Moishva Yisechem is unlimited. So that works. But according to the other Shita, we're going to have a hard time understanding why they had to wait. But if Moishva Yisechem is only after inheriting, after settling down, which had not happened at this early point, it was still premature for that. Nechula alter. So why couldn't they just sit down and have the new grains immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael? Why wait? Well, just a practical thing. They didn't need to. The pasuk says they had enough supply from their man, so it was simply unnecessary. So it wasn't like they were held back because of the law, because of the Yisra. It was just a practical matter. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Ubnei Yisrael achlos haman arba'im shana adba'im l'aretz neshaves." The pasuk describes Klal Yisrael partaking in the man for 40 years until they arrived at a settled land, el eretz neshaves, es haman achlu adba'im al k'teretz kanan, until they arrived at the outskirts. It's a little bit of a different phrase, a different location, the outskirts of Eretz Kanan, which seems to be contradictory. Eretz Neshaves refers to the actual, primary Eretz Yisrael, which is across the Jordan in Eretz Yisrael, whereas the term El Kitzei Eretz Neshaves, as Rashi is, Barvi Smoyev, outside Eretz Yisrael, at the area of Emoiri and Sichai, where Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, which is outside Eretz Yisrael. So we seem to have a contradiction in the pasuk. The month lasted until when? You can't suggest that they already reached Eretz Yisrael proper, Shekvar Nemar El Ktzeh Eretz Kanaan. Pasuk then makes reference to the edge, the outskirts. You can't say it's the outskirts, because the other part of the pasuk relates to the Eretz Yisrael proper. How do we work this out? Both are true. How? We know Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the seventh day of Adar. At that point, the man which was provided to Klal Yisrael on account of Moshe Rabbeinu's merit, as the Gemara elsewhere tells us. So as soon as he passed away, boom, no man. But they still had some leftovers. They can tap into the man which they had saved up. Until when? Achisha Asar bin Nisan. Until 16th of Nisan. So it lasted until then. And that's what the pasuk means when it says that they used the man until they got into Eretz Yisrael proper. Because although it stopped falling, it was no longer being provided. Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away outside in Arve Smoya, El Ketzer Eretz Kanaan, that's when it stopped coming down. But they still have leftovers until they got to Eretz Yisrael proper, until the 16th day of Nisan. So it so happens to be they didn't need a new crop. They didn't need to tap into the local produce until that point. And not because it was usur for them. Tan Yidach. Okay, so on the topic of the Mon and Moshe Rabbeinu's passing, we have another brisa as follows. Ubnei Yisrael, Achlos Amon, Arbaim Shana. So the pasuk says they had Mon for 40 years. Question, is it exactly 40 years? V'chi Arbaim Shana Achlo, really 40? V'alai Arbaim Shana Chaser Shloishim Yom Achlo, was really 40 years minus 30 days. Why? Because Rashi brings that the man only started on the 16th day of Iyar, when they first left Mitzrayim. It took a while until the 16th day of Iyar when they got the man for the first time. So it's not really 40 full years. Because if it only started on the 16th day of Iyar, the second month of the year, and here we say that the man only lasted them, right? They started having the local product, Memachas HaPesach, which is the middle of Nisan, so it's a month short of 40 years. Ela Loi Melacha. Rather, the pasuk is teaching you that, in fact, they did have. Conceptually, they had man for 40 years, although not actual man. But Alaloy Malach Ugais, Shaitsiyumi Mitzrayim, those batters that they took out of Mitzrayim, Tamu Bahem Taman. So whatever they, you know, took out, the baked goods, the bread, that had some man flavor to it. It was so spiritualized that it gave them the man experience. So in a sense, they had man already upon leaving Mitzrayim, which was Pesach, and it lasted for a full 40 years until they got there to Yisrael 40 years later. Tan Yidach. We have a brayso which says, B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Adar number 7. U'b'shiva ba'adar noilad, and born as well on that day. So he passed away on his birthday. Minayin shib'shiva ba'adar meis. How do you know he passed away on the 7th? Av Adar, shenemar, v'yomal shom Moshe eved Hashem. Pasuk describes his passing. On which day? Let's see. Let's work this out. U'ksiv, v'yivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'arves Moshe l'ashem yayim. Pasuk says they lamented his passing. They cried for 30 days. And then it says, Uksivahi, Achrei Mois, Moshe Eved Hashem, Uksiv Moshe Avdi Meis, Va'atokum Avor. Hashem tells Yeshua, okay, it's time to move on, to pass over the Jordan to enter Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv, Ivru B'kerva Machna, go, declare, go, prepare the nation, V'tzavu Sa'am Leimar, Achinu Lachem Tzeda, prepare your food for the road. We have 3 days to prepare. We're passing over, we're crossing over the Jordan in 3 days. So now it's 33 days since Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. When was this? They arrived in Eretz Yisrael, 10th day of Nisan, which is 33 days post Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. So let's backtrack. So backtrack 33 days. Right? So now it's 10th of Nisan. Go back 33 days, which gets you to Shiva Ba'adar. Halamanta Shiva Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moish. Okay, Umanai Shiva Shiva Ba'adar Noil Moish. What about being born on that day? Shenemar, Vayemar Leim Ben Meya Ba'esrim Shana Noiche Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, today I turn 120. Lo Yuchaloid Lotzes Velovoy. I can no longer lead you. It's time to move on. She'en Tam Leim Ha'yoyim. Why did he have to add the word Ha'yoyim? Coming to tell us that he was born that day. I'm not just, 120 years old. Today, this is my birthday. We learn from it that Hashem sits and fills the days and years of tzaddikim to give them complete, perfect years. Full years. And he passed away once his years were filled, a perfect 120. Okay. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Here comes a new discussion. You see, in the Mishnah, we had this formula. Personal mitzvahs apply anywhere. Land, crop-related mitzvahs are specific to Eretz Yisrael. We have some exceptions. We discussed Arla, Kilayim, Chadash. Now we're going to say it's not so simple. But these are actually subject to a multifaceted machlekes. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer. He says like this. Sholish mitzvahs. We're meant to know that there are three mitzvahs that are nitztavu Yisrael b'chnesosan la'aretz, that Klal Yisrael accepted when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains these are, farming mitzvahs, which were not really applicable in the desert. They didn't plant, they didn't farm. So it really was only applicable when they entered Eretz Yisrael. But you should know that they're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. They apply and it makes sense that they should apply. Why? Uma chadash. You see, the chadash restriction is certainly applicable everywhere because, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the term used by chadash applies everywhere. And once that's a given, once we know that chadash applies everywhere, we'll draw from Chadash to other mitzvahs, to Arla and Kelayim, as follows. Through a Kal V'chayim, Oma Chadash She'ein Yisurei Yisur Olam. You see, Chadash has three, sort of mitigating factors. It's not a forever Yisur. The new crop is only Yisur until the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. Number one, Ve'ein Yisurei Yisur Ana. You can benefit. You can't consume the new crop until the Omer, but you can enjoy, you can benefit from, you can feed your animal. There's no Yisur Ana. It's only a consumption isr, a personal consumption isr achila. So there's another mitigating factor. Number three, v'yesh hetali isuri. Even on the 16th day of Nisan, where the new crop is asr until the aymer, on that very day, it snaps into permissibility once you bring the aymer. So you see that even within the time of isr, you can sort of switch to heter. So despite its leniencies, three in total, noyeg ben b'oretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz, it applies everywhere. Certainly, kelayim, mixing species up in the farm. Specifically, we're talking about, kelay hakerem, where you mix, other grains together with the vines. So these have very, very stringent laws. Kelayim shiisuron yisroilim, it's usher forever. Yisuron yisroilim, no, you can't even enjoy it. Ve'natal yisuron, there's no way for it to become mutter. So of course, it applies even outside Eretz Yisrael. Ein adin sheinhago ben b'aretz ben uchaz l'aretz. Vu adin l'arla b'shnayim. And likewise, arla can also become aser based on this Kal V'chaymer because of two. It has two factors, two of the three factors. It's, although it's not aser forever, it's only a three-year iser, but it has the other elements. It's iser hana'a, and there's no way for the thing which is aser to become mutter. So basically, we have proven, says Rav Shem Marichai, just like Chadash is noyeg in Chutz La'aretz because Moshe V'Yisechem is international. Same with Kelayim and Orla based on the Kal V'chaymer. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, disagrees with his father on all accounts. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, first of all, Chadash, nah, skip Chutz La'aretz. Moshe V'Yisechem is only at Yisrael. Well, Orla, that's not a Kal V'chaymer, it's based on Ocha Mishmi Sinai, and Kelayim is actually only with the Rabbanon. Kol mitzvah shenitzdavu Yisrael koydim knisasan la'aretz. all mitzvahs, which apply before, prior to Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael, explains Rashi, meaning chayvos haguf, personal mitzvahs, not farm or crop or plant related. Those, in fact, apply internationally. All mitzvahs shem stavi Yisrael before entering those mitzvahs nehagas bein ba'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz. But la'achak nesas in la'aretz, as opposed to land-related mitzvahs, eina nehagas ela ba'aretz. That's specific to Eretz Yisrael. And there are some exceptions. Chutz min hashmatas k'safim mishloach avadim. You know, the two mitzvahs that seem to be land-related, for giving a loan in honor of Shemitah, shloach avadim, sending away a slave in honor of Yovel, that although they seem to be, you know, Eretz Yisrael related, we'll see soon why, sha'aval pishin estava oleim la'achak k'safim mishloach avadim, still, you should know, they're not limited to Eretz Yisrael, neheges, bein ba'aretz, bein chutz la'aretz. Asks the Gemara, why would you even think that these are land-related? There's nothing to do with land. Hashmatas k'safim chayvas hagufi. Abandoning the loan, you know, forgiving a debt, that's a personal issue, nothing to do with land. So why would I think it's related? Well, I would think because of the following brisa, which indicates that it only started when they entered Eretz Yisrael, I would think it's connected, and the answer it's not. The Sani Rabbi Aimer, the pasuk this makes reference to two types of shmitas. B'shtei shmitas akasam medaber, which ones? Achas shmitas karka, one is to leave the land fallow. V'achas shmitas sof, and one is to forgive a debt. And we sort of connect the two things and wrap them together. B'zman shatam mishamet karka, the mishamet sofim, only once you enter Eretz Yisrael, where, shmitas karka is applicable, then you do the same regarding loans. B'zman sha'iyat ha-mishamet karka, iyat ha-mishamet k'safim, but, you know, when karka was not a factor, before they entered Yisrael, there was no din of shmitas k'safim. So I would think that, in fact, the two things are so closely linked and only relates to Eretz Yisrael, comes Blazer B'Shem says, you know, you should know that, you know, once they entered Eretz Yisrael and the shmitas k'safim was, in fact, activated, you should know it applies internationally. Ask Sigmar, well, how do you know that? Perhaps it's so strongly linked to Shemitah's Kark that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Emor will say like this. But Malkaim, Sha'at HaMashamet Kark, only the location which requires Shemitah's Kark, i.e. Eretz Yisrael, over there we say At HaMashamet Ksaf. Ube Malkaim, Sha'ain At HaMashamet Kark, but, you know, outside Eretz Yisrael, where Shemitah's Kark is not applicable, Ain At HaMashamet Ksaf, there's no din of forgiving a debt. Talmud Lomar, we have an extra pasuk that includes that as well. Ki Koro Shemitah LaShem, that extra pasuk tells you, well, Shemitas Ksafim is everywhere in Mikol Mokim. The same question we had regarding the second item that he mentioned. Shluach Avadim, why even mention that, releasing that slave, Kam Yovel, is applicable all over? Well, of course, it's a personal obligation, unrelated to land and farming. Chayvas HaGufi, answer is, I would think otherwise. Salkadei Dechamino, Hoyel V'Ksiv Akrasim Dor Ba'aretz, you should declare freedom. Ba'aretz, I would think, well, Ba'aretz means Ba'aretz in Mechutz La'aretz Lo'i, that releasing your slave is only a land-related, Eretz Yisrael-related halacha. Tamal Leimar, Yovel Hi, the pasuk adds, the phrase Yovel Hi, well, unlimited, Mekol Mokim, in all circumstances. If you came out to Tamal Leimar Ba'aretz, why then, in fact, did the pasuk indicate something to do with the Eretz? And the answer is that it is somewhat related to our presence in Eretz Yisrael. Although it applies out of Eretz Yisrael, but it's only as long as we live in Eretz Yisrael. Bezman shadroir noyeg ba'aretz. Only when, you know, the halachos of yovel and freedom and all that is being practiced in Eretz Yisrael, which basically means we live in Eretz Yisrael, noyeg b'chutz la'aretz, at that point, by extension, it applies everywhere. But ain droyer noyeg ba'aretz, but if Klal Yisrael is not residing, for the most part, in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore yovel doesn't apply there, ain noyeg b'chutz la'aretz, it doesn't apply elsewhere. So it is somewhat linked, but technically speaking, both these halachas, shmitas k'safim, and the sending away of the slave, applies outside Eretz Yisrael as well. Okay, so far we have two shittos regarding chadash, orla, and kilayim in chutz la'aretz. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, absolutely, they're all noyeg in chutz la'aretz min ha-Torah. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says, chadash, not, orla is only halacha, Moshe Mesinai, and kilayim is midirei sofer. Tanan hasam. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Arla. Ha-chadash asa min ha-Torah, b'chol mokam. Chadash, everywhere, min ha-Torah. Arla halacha. We observe the halachas of Arla outside Eretz Yisrael only based on the halacha. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Va-kalayim divis seferim. We're careful with kalayim, which the Gemara later actually says is specific to kalai Kalei Akerem, meaning, you know, a kalayim taking place in a vineyard, it's only midrabbanan. Now, what does Erla Halacha mean? My Halacha. We have two opinions. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, so Rav Yudah quotes Shmuel, that it's only a minig. It's only a practice. It's a custom. It's not even a chiv midrabbanan. Hilchas Hamedina. Ula Amar Rav Yechanan, he quotes Rav Yechanan saying, no, it's Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Although it's not a pasuk, it's not a kalachemer, but it was brought down from Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu, and we observe it wholeheartedly, even in Chutz Laretz. And that's different than Kalayim, which is only with the Rabbanon. So according to Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, in Chutz Laretz, observance of Erla and Kalayim Kerem is more or less on the same track. It's sort of not mandated in Torah. But according to Ula Amar Rav Yechanan, big difference between the two. Erla is Torah. It's rooted in Halacha Mishmei Sinai versus Kilayim, which is only with the Rabbanon. And that's why, it says Ula, in a minute, we're going to see a big difference between the two halachas. We're certainly more strict regarding Erla and Chutz Laretz, because Halacha Mishmei Sinai versus Kilayim, which is only with the Rabbanon. Amalei Ula l'Rav Yehuda. So Ula turns to Rav Yehuda. Bishlam l'di. It works well according to my opinion, the Amina, that I said that Erla is Halacha Mishmei Sinai versus Kilayim, which is only with the Rabbanon. Haini l'shani l'on. That explains the differentiation between the two things. Vein Suffolk Erla, the Suffolk Kilayim. Big difference between when there is an uncertainty regarding Erla. We're not sure whether it's 3 years old or not. We're more strict versus a Suffolk involving Kilayim, which is only the Rabbanon, which allows for more leniency. Where do we find this distinction? This not. Listen to this mission. Suffolk Erla. We have a Suffolk whether something is Erla. Can it be consumed? It depends where. Ba'aretz, if you're in Eretz Yisrael where it's Erla Minat Torah, then Asur. A Suffolk is also Asur. It's a Suffolk D'Oraisa, L'Golochumra. But if you're living in Syria, which Rashi explains is the land outside Eretz Yisrael in Syria, where it didn't really have the status of Eretz Yisrael, it was captured by David HaMelech privately. So there we say, B'Syria, if it's only a Suffolk, it's Mutter. B'Chutz Laretz, if you're really further out of Eretz Yisrael, where there's no, you know, concern that it'll be confused and mixed up with Eretz Yisrael, Yored v'leikeach, you can actually go down to the field, you know, and purchase from the Igoi's produce, despite the fact that it's very likely there's some Erla sitting there, it's a Suffolk, you can buy it. Hu'abach lo yirenu like it, as long as he doesn't actually observe him picking off those Erla trees. So even though there's a strong concern that it might actually be Erla, there's enough room for uncertainty, which allows you to actually go and buy it off his field. So, again, regarding Suffolk Erla, Eretz Yisrael is Asur, Surya is Mutter, and Chutz Laretz is even more Mutter. Vilu Gaba Kelayim. But there's a difference, a slight difference, regarding Suffolk Erla and Chutz Laretz, where we say, you know, you can go down and purchase from the guy as long as you don't see him pick. And by Kelayim, you can go even a step further. Vilu Gaba Kelayim Tanan, by Kelayim, we have a Mishnah as follows. Kera Marato Yarak, V'yarak Nimkar Chutz Laretz. So you know for a fact that this vineyard has some vegetables growing within it. And you walk by the vineyard and there's some vegetables for sale. We don't know, you know, is it from the Kalaim or not? There's a Suffolk, right? So Be'eretz Asur. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't buy because the Suffolk Deiraisa, which is Asur. Besuria, it's Mutter. And Mechutz La'aretz, it's even more Mutter. And even more than Suffolk Erla. There we said you can go down and buy it as long as you don't see him pick. Yored V'Loiket. You can actually have the guy enter his vineyard, pick for you. So you know he's picking off the tree. It's a kalayim. As long as the straw doesn't pick it off the tree himself, or the vegetable off the ground. So, you know, we make some sort of, you know, we want to discern, we want it to be nikar, that, you know, there is something called kalayim, and, you know, it basically keeps you mindful. It makes you cognizant and aware of the fact that Kalayim, you know, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is Asur. So we want to make that, you know, sort of hecker. Don't go pick it off the tree yourself. But otherwise, it's Mutter, which is even a step beyond the heter of Suffolk Erlon Chutz Laretz. You can buy it, but you can't pick it. So we see there's a difference. And it makes sense because, says Ula, because by Erla, you know, it's rooted in Erla, even Chutz Laretz is an Halacha Mishmei Sinai. And therefore, there's room for stringency, even by Safek Arla, whereas by Kelei HaKerem, which is only Midrabbanan in Chutz La'aretz, we're even more lenient. So it makes sense that we're making a distinction between the two, because this is Minat Torah, this is not. El Didach. But according to you, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that both Arla and Kelei HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz is only the Rabbanan, so why that distinction between the two? Nisni. So the Mishnah sort of put them both on the same boat. Either in both cases, Arla and Kelei HaKerem can go down and just purchase, don't pick. In both cases, go pick. And so is the Gemara right? Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Shmuel, right? Shmuel himself said, there's no difference. Hamar Shlei Shmuel, Rabbanan. Shmuel told Rav Hanan, actually, fix up the Mishnahs. Modify the Mishnahs. They should be on the same track. Tani, you should modify it to either or. Oyzev is a yard like, either in both cases you can go purchase. Oyzev is a yard like, in both cases you can go pick. And in fact, Mar Bray de Ravona, Mar the son of Ravona, masculine the Kula. He took the lenient track. Zev is a yard like, in both cases you can go pick. You can have the guy pick, so you can sort of ask him to pick for you. But there is some restriction. Don't pick it yourself. The Yisrael shouldn't pick it off the ground. Amale Levi l'Shmuel. Levi turned to Shmuel and addressed him in a very complimentary way. Aryeich. We find in Bereishis Aryeich was Melech. Melech al Aser. So Aryeich is a term to describe a Melech. Some learn Aryeich is Lashon of Aryeh, like a king, like a lion. So Shmuel was given the title Aryeich because the Farshim explained that we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Dinei. Hilchas like Shmuel b'Dinei. So in any case, he addressed him as Aryeich and he says, look, sapik livano eichel. You know, I don't mind that you provide me with payrus which are Safik Arla. You know, just pick it off the tree. Don't tell me where it is and give it to me. As long as I'm not appraised of the fact that it's Arla, it's okay. Even though you know it's Arla, it doesn't matter. So they're very lenient when it comes to Safek Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Avya, Rabba Barav Chanan, Mesapku Spuki La'adadi. They would actually swap with each other. He picked Arla and gave it to his friend without divulging the source, and his friend did the same to him. So we see the Chachamu very makel. As long as, you know, there's some sort of restriction. You know, you can't go ahead and eat Arla outright. Even when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you want it to be aware and cognizant of the concept of Arla. So that when you get there, it's a straw, you're careful. So there's some sort of, you know, limitation involved, but ultimately you can actually have even Arla, as long as you're not aware. And technically, to you, it's a suffix, it's mutter. Okay, let's recap today's daf. Moishvay Seich, is it specific to Eretz Yisrael or even Chutz La'aretz? We have two shitas, and although we find that the Bnei Yisrael could only consume the local goods after the Omer was brought, after 16th of Nisan, so according to the shita, that Moishvay Seich did not require waiting for Yerusha v'Yeshiva, so it makes sense that they would have to wait for the Omer to be brought in order to consume the Chadash. But according to the other Shita, why couldn't they just have the Chadash right away when they entered Eretz Yisrael? They didn't need to, because they had the Man, which lasted until then, and we went into the whole discussion that the Man lasted for 40 years, although not actually 40 years, but the Ugois that they took out of Mitzrayim gave them the Man experience for a total of 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was born and passed away on the same day, Zayin Ba'adar, Hashem is Memalish, Nisem Shal Sadikim, Yom L'Yom, Chadash L'Chodesh. Now, regarding Chadash, Arla, and Kelayim in Chutz La'aretz, we have several shittos. According to Reb Shimon Nichai, they're all Minat Torah. According to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Chadash is Minat Torah. Sorry, Chadash is not Noig B'Chutz La'aretz, and Arla is only Halacha, and Kelayim is only Midrei Sofrim. What does Halacha mean? We have two opinions. Either it means Halacha Mishmei Sinai, or Hilchas HaMedina is only a Minag, and is only with the Rabbanon. And ultimately, the Gemara says that we're very makel. What Suffolk when it comes to Arla, Ukalaya Kerem, according to some Shittas, you can actually go down into the the Goyis field and buy straight out of the field, as long as there's some sort of hecker, some recognition. You don't actually pick yourself, or like the other ones that they swapped it in a way that it's not evident that it's Vadei Arla, which satisfies this this stipulation that it has to have some sort of hecker, and then it's mutter. All the best to you, and it's the Chorabah.